You're listening to the Make Your Mark podcast series with Anna Hodges, Director and Head Recruiter of Purple Squirrel Recruitment, and Monica Cade, Communication Specialist and Copywriter. In this mini-series, we aim to equip you with the tools and communication skills that help you land your dream role and communicate your value effectively. Thanks for tuning back into episode 2. We're going to be talking about how to communicate your worth and your career ideals. Now, Anna, you're joining me again to talk about this juicy topic, which is something I'm sure that you go through with your candidates a lot of the time. But let's open this up to our listeners and talk about why identifying your end goal is super important.
Absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of us go into these social media tools and processes just kind of willy-nilly and going, everyone says I should be on LinkedIn, so I better go on there. Identifying your end goal and understanding why you're on there is going to make you much more successful in terms of your strategy on what to do and what information to put on there in the first place.
I absolutely agree, and I'm very passionate about that particular part of this topic because I think, you know, in this day and age where we have all these different types of social media tools and all these different things that we, you know, quote unquote, should be doing for our businesses to promote ourselves, I think it can just become overwhelming and then you don't want to do any of it, and that's why it becomes such a hard task. But if we're able to peel it back a little bit and go, okay, well, I'm just going to focus on LinkedIn and I'm going to create a really great profile that represents who I am authentically and, you know, my professional abilities as well, I think that's going to be so much better than trying to go on there and just create a profile because everybody else is doing it.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, you don't need to be everywhere. Understanding, you know, where your market is, let's say if you have a business, understanding who your customers are, where your customers are playing is really important. But if you're looking for a new job or a new career, understanding then where those hiring managers are, where the employers are, where the talent, you know, acquisition professionals are, understanding where all those people are looking and then working out, okay, I'm going to put my energy into that, wherever that may be. And it may mean that, you know, for some people it's going to be Snapchat and Instagram and the other people it's going to be LinkedIn, and they're obviously going to be quite different. But I think understanding that and identifying, you know, where you're going to focus your energy on is really important because we all have time constraints. We've all got other things we need to be doing. We don't want to be sitting on social media all day unless you're like 15 and really want to. But certainly most of us have other things that we're doing as well. And I think so it's important to really understand, okay, what is my end goal? Am I looking for a new career? Am I looking for a change? Am I looking for a new job? Am I looking for more clients? You know, am I looking for more candidates? Whatever it might be. And trying to then match the way that you're presenting yourself and the perception then of you via social media to make sure that that's your end goal and that's actually going to be realized.
From your perspective as a recruiter, if someone is looking to build their LinkedIn profile and build their presence online, what would you say are the key skills and value adds that they need to be including into their profile?
Apart from, you know, the normal things that everybody focuses on are the technical skills. So, for example, I know you have a background in digital media, you're focusing on the software systems that you've used, the graphic design, the processes, the happy clients that you've got. But what a lot of people forget to then do is all the transferable skills. So the skills that you could use in any job, in any company. So the softer skills, so things like relationship building, things like stakeholder management, time prioritizing, successful, you know, deals that have come through, happy clients, and understanding why they're happy. Because a lot of the time with those kinds of situations, it isn't just about your technical ability. It's actually a lot about your soft skills, your negotiation, and your ability to engage with people. And I think those skills are useful no matter what job you're doing. So if you're thinking particularly about changing either industries or roles, making sure that you've got a lot of information around some of those softer skills and some of those translatable skills that you can use across, you know, both roles or both industries is really important.
And it's things like that we often overlook, especially when we just kind of look at our profile and go, okay, I've got to communicate the really important stuff, the stuff that I'm qualified in. But it's also like, what are the things that also have come from becoming qualified in those technical areas, you know, the skills beneath that.
Definitely. And a lot of people forget, like really a lot of people forget. So I'll be having an interview with them and I'll be having a look at their LinkedIn profile if I don't have their resume, and we'll be talking about the role that they do. And I'll say, oh, so do you do this? Do you do X, Y, and Z? And they'll go, oh yeah, but that's just part of the role. Mm. And I'm like, but why don't you say it? So a lot of the things we just think are the norm, and we also assume that other people know them. I think you need to understand that not everybody who's looking at your profile has a background either in your industry or in your role. So you want to make sure that you're as clear as possible. And I think it's then about going, okay, what value can I bring to either a potential new employer, an organization, a role, a company, whatever it might be. So thinking about, you know, the other person, when they read it, are they thinking, oh wow, she could do that for me,
mm.
or wow, he could do that for us, mm. you know? And I think that those successes, those, and like I said, it doesn't need to be necessarily technical skills, but it can be softer skills or scenarios or challenging situations that you've been able to overcome that are really worthwhile and were really successful. Other people are going to see it and go, I want her to come over here and do that for us.
Mm. Which ties beautifully back to what we're talking about in what we titled this episode, you know, communicating your worth. And I think a lot of people shy away from doing that because they don't want to feel like they're talking themselves up, or, you know, you know, presenting too much of a ego-driven type.
Bravado, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But that isn't really the case, is it? And in your experience too, wouldn't you prefer your candidates to come in there and really just speak about what their qualities are, what they're looking for, and really communicate their worth, as opposed to someone that maybe tones it down a little bit or doesn't really communicate their worth?
My issue is, a lot of the time, if you can't communicate your worth to me, how are you going to do it in front of a client when you go for an interview? So I need to be able to understand, you know, where those values are and where those skills are in terms of then what you could bring to a potential organization. So I think that a lot of the time we're a bit scared of boasting, you know, or coming across as arrogant. And to be honest, I recruit sales and marketing people, you know, probably 70% of the work that I do. So it's a significant number. I interview loads and loads and loads. It's very rare that I come across anyone who is actually truly arrogant. And it's really surprising, because particularly in sales, a lot of people think that that's what we are. You know, we're like rah-rah salespeople. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time people aren't. And I think it's just about understanding that when you're in an interview situation or when you're representing yourself on somewhere like LinkedIn, it's presenting the facts, you know, presenting the situation, you know, what was the challenge, how did it happen, you know, how you overcame it, and what was the end result. And I think that doing that is not saying, oh wow, I'm so amazing, you know, everybody hire me, but it's saying exactly what I said before around a potential employer or a potential HR person reading it and going, hey, that person could maybe do that for us. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to make them either pick up the phone or send you through an email. And that's really the end goal. If you are looking at, you know, changing careers or getting a new job opportunity, you want someone to get in touch with you to be able to tell you about a potential opportunity. So talking through those things in a, you know, even in a lighthearted way on LinkedIn is really important.
Which ties in very nicely to asking ourselves the question, okay, how am I going to sell myself without selling myself?
Totally. Because, like, no one really likes selling themselves. Not, you know, like, I sell people all day. I feel like, you know, that's what I do. But it isn't about, you know, this kind of rah-rah, oh, my God, this person's doing this and they can do it for you. You know, it's not like you're selling knives. you know, we don't need to be like that. But I think that what we can do is do it in a way that genuinely shows that there is value there. And I think it comes down to anything is, you know, if you've ever had your own business and you're selling either a product or a service, when you truly believe in what you do and that it's adding value to that person or fixing a problem for that person, then you're not selling anything, and it makes it so much easier. It's the same when you're doing it yourself. If you feel like you can actually add value to an organization, or you can really do a role justice and really help them out, then it becomes less of a sell and more about a problem solving, you know, situation and being able to, you know, give them a solution.
Mm. And that's something that I often notice in my clients that come to me. You know, they're all professionals and they're all amazing at what they do. And yet, even when it comes to writing about themselves or communicating who they are to other business people, they lack this confidence, and it all goes out the window, which is really interesting for me to observe that. And that's across the board. So it's really not about tooting your own horn. It's just purely, like you said, just you're realizing that you can help these people solve a particular problem, or you can do this job really well. And I think if we look at ourselves from an objective perspective, so rather than, you know, you're talking about yourself, look at it from a perspective of, if you were talking about your friend who's amazing at what they do, you would totally give them a glowing reference. So I think being objective in our own promotion of self, I think that's the way to go as well.
Totally. And I think that that's a really good strategy to use. You know, it may mean that you need to think about yourself as someone else and write a profile as if it was someone different, you know, and see how it comes out, and then have a look at it and go, oh, you know, and you can, then you can tweak it and make it work for you. But I think that that's actually a really good exercise to do.
All right. Well, that wraps up episode 2. If you enjoyed this episode, stay tuned for episode 3 coming soon.